Last week, thousands of women from across the United States and around the world gathered to be reminded of a simple two-word phrase, heaven rules.
Do we really believe that heaven rules? Do we live as if earth rules or heaven rules? Do we live as if mankind rules or God rules? And how will our lives be different if we truly believe that heaven rules?
We were in Indianapolis for True Woman 22, Heaven Rules. True Woman is a movement begun in 2008 by Revive Our Hearts.
I started coming to True Woman back in 2014, and it has made such an impact on my life. I've come every year to Revive or True Woman.
It's just different when you're not filled with emotions but filled with words. God's Word.
God's going to speak to all of us in different ways this weekend through His Word, through His servants.
It does something in you.
When He puts His finger on something in your heart, I don't care if you're the woman in the 80s or you're the youngest teenager here or somebody in between, will you say, yes, Lord? Will you let Him change you?
Oh, He's changed my marriage. He's changed my home. He's changed my heart, my attitude.
We're here to really learn. You know, we have a great time driving. We have a great time in the hotel and everything else. But when we come here, we are ready and prepared to learn.
I think that to be recharged, but to find out deep truth that can help me to continue in my walk with the Lord.
That's why we're here.
This is my first True Woman.
How old are you?
8.
This is the Revive Our Hearts podcast with Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth, author of the new book, Heaven Rules. For September 30th, 2022, I'm Dana Gresh. Now, I know it doesn't take much looking around our world to be tempted to feel discouraged or even feel despair. We all need to be reminded that God is completely in control. My hope is that today's episode of Revive Our Hearts will do that for you. Were you able to attend True Woman last week? If so, you're going to love reliving some sweet moments from the conference today on Revive Our Hearts. And if not, you're about to hear some beautiful highlights. Over the next months, we'll be featuring many of these messages in greater detail. But for now, sit back and enjoy this overview of some of what went on last week at True Woman 22. Our theme was Heaven Rules.
Welcome to True Woman 22!
Robert Wolgemuth. What do you think Nancy's highest hope is for this weekend?
If women leave this conference with an appetite for the word, that'll be a 10 on her scale of 1 to 10.
My name is Michelle Hill, and I'm on staff with Revive Our Hearts. I'm here with Aaron Davis. Now, Aaron, you and Betsy Gomez hosted our live stream for us. And in her first message, Nancy hit the high points in the book of Daniel, which is where we see the phrase, heaven rules.
Only Nancy could teach through the entire book of Daniel in almost a single session, because that is a complex book. There's a lot of cultural nuance that can be hard to understand. But she kept hitting the point of the book home, which is that God is sovereign.
Heaven rules, heaven rules, heaven rules. Your kingdom will be restored to you as soon as you acknowledge that heaven rules. Two words. I want this to become a reflexive response to you. In fact, just turn to someone who's sitting on either side of you and just say, heaven rules. Say it to someone else. I can't hear you. Say it again. I love that. And I want you throughout this weekend, as you're talking with people, strangers, getting on the elevator with somebody, let's just have those words reverberate throughout this convention center. Heaven rules. We're going to affirm it, and we're going to deepen our conviction about it in our hearts. Now, it's not just enough to say those two words. It's not just enough to know them in our heads. But believing that heaven rules will transform the way that you think about everything. It will transform the way that you live. And my sweet husband and I have just looked at each other, I don't know, maybe thousands of times over the last couple of years, through COVID, through cancer, through ups and downs, and the news reports, my goodness, at night. And we're looking at each other and we're going, honey, heaven rules. Heaven rules.
I love those two words in new ways. Heaven rules.
This is speaker and author Jani Ortlund.
They're a challenge to me, and they're a comfort. They challenge me because I'm tempted to want to rule myself and to step out from where God is ruling. And they comfort me because I can't really. And that's a great comfort to me, that heaven does rule. It's a rule of wisdom and kindness.
Do we really believe that heaven rules? Do we live as if earth rules or heaven rules? Do we live as if mankind rules or God rules? And how will our lives be different if we truly believe that heaven rules?
We get to follow a king who has shown us how to live by serving us. What a joy to claim that that kind of king is ruling in heaven. Not a king who's pointing his finger at me and scolding me, but opening his arms and saying, oh, come, let me help you. Let me love you. You will find real happiness and joy here in my reign. Come, heaven rules. I loved what Nancy has taught us this weekend. I've needed it. I've been encouraged by it, and I'm going to take it home with a new spring in my step and a twinkle in my eye and say, thank you, Lord. I think those two words will come to me often over the next few months and hopefully years when I come to a hard situation, a discouragement, a question. One of the questions Nancy has been talking about this weekend that we often ask is why? And that question can be answered with, I'm not sure, but I do know that heaven is ruling in this and I can land there. So I've been very deeply encouraged.
Jani Erickson Tada joined us by video.
I want to help you take these rich doctrines of God's goodness and his sovereignty, and I want you to actually live them out when you need these amazing truths the most. Because great doctrines like God is sovereign and God is good, I mean, these things look pleasing on your conference notepad, and you instinctively know that they are important and precious fundamentals of your faith. But how do you live out the reality of God's sovereignty and his goodness in your life?
I want to be like Jani when I grow up. And I don't, because you do not get that depth without that level of suffering. That is so evident that she learned that in the fire.
Living on God's promises is the surest way to bring the greatest glory to your God and Savior. And it's the way I live in this wheelchair. It's the way I live with pain. It's the way I trust my sovereign and good God.
She speaks scripture as if she's speaking her own thoughts. It is so natural. It's memorized, obviously, but she's not reading from anything. It's just in her. And she told this story. If you don't know Jani, she's a quadriplegic. And so in the night, she can't readjust herself in her bed. And she told the story of having debilitating pain in the night.
Let me show you what living on his promises looks like, okay? This past summer, Ken and I had a chance to spend a few days up at a friend's lake house in the Sierra Mountains, and I really needed the rest, and so did Ken. And so when we arrived at the lake house, I insisted that he take the bedroom at the far end beyond the kitchen while my helper stayed down the hallway with a baby monitor between our rooms. That way, if I awakened in pain during the night, I could call for her as she was helping me get ready for bed. Though I noticed a large slatted wood plaque hanging on my bedroom wall. This is an actual photo of that very plaque. And I admired it. It was a calligraphy of Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, where God says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I remember being comforted by that verse as my friend put me to bed, raised me up on my side and tucked pillows behind me, getting me as comfortable as possible, what with my pain. She left and closed the door on her way out, and as she went down the hallway, I almost called for her to come back and just, you know, leave the door ajar. But then again, if I did need her, I could call her in her room using the monitor on my bedside table. So I drifted off to sleep. But at 1 a.m., I was jolted awake by excruciating pain. It happens a lot at night, given that I don't move and must lay in one position. In the dark, I could see the tiny green light on the monitor, and so I called softly for my friend to come help me reposition my hips. When she did not respond, I called again, and then a little louder. I reasoned to myself, she must be sleeping very soundly, and so I yelled, but no answer. After a few minutes, my pain was really piercing. I said, Lord, I'm never going to make it to morning laying here in this position in so much pain. Please help me wake her up. And that's when, in the dark, I drew a deep breath and I screamed, help! Help me! And the house was silent. Now my heart was racing because I was in terrible trouble, lying paralyzed in one position, stiff, knowing that morning was hours away. But before panic seized me, I recalled that promise on the slatted wood plaque, Joshua 1, verse 9. And so I prayed, Jesus, it's a promise. You tell me to be strong and courageous. You're going to be with me, and I need you to make good on this verse. Please help keep anxiety away and to have courage. My head scrambled to remember other promises, and suddenly Psalm 18, verse 6 popped to mind. I'm so grateful for all the verses I know by heart. It says, quote, in my distress, I called out to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. Well, being one who takes the Bible literally, God was telling me here to cry out to him. And so, lying in bed on my side and facing the wall, I cried out every Bible promise I could think of. I screamed them, hoping that my helper would hear me. Lord, you are my ever-present help in this trouble. Your grace, I'm screaming, is sufficient. Your name, Jesus, is a strong tower. But still no answer. No response from my helper. And keeping as calm as I could, I continued to call out, cry out to God for help, screaming to him, God, you will keep me in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, the one who stands firm to the end, will be saved. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. I'm blaring out these promises for nearly an hour, and my lungs were beginning to get tired. I mean, it would have been so easy for me to panic, but I encouraged myself. I strengthened myself in the Lord, knowing that if he chose not to wake up my helper, because we have a sovereign God, don't we? Then he would give me enough grace to get me through until morning.
My name is Carissa Kirkendall, and I am from Lincoln, Nebraska. Johnny was so good for me to get to just even see the overflow of her life being scripture. And I think something that we've been talking about as a group is even just how special that is for her to have like been building on that for not just that didn't happen overnight, but she's been building on allowing for her life to be centered on the Word. And it's just so cool to see that, like, even in moments where she's squeezed or hardships come up, it's like that's what comes out of her is God's Word. And that's been a huge highlight of being inspired personally to really run hard after memorizing it, hiding in my heart, and just knowing God's Word really deeply.
But before my strength gave out entirely and I just gave up, I yelled one more promise. God is for me. never against me. Just then, I heard a click on the monitor. I looked at the digital clock on the ceiling. It was almost 2 o'clock in the morning. I heard footsteps running up the hallway. My helper burst into the room, breathless, apologizing and explaining that she had set the volume too low on her monitor. She quickly repositioned me. She thought I would be angry, but I told her it was okay. Because God had given me what he had promised.
We're listening to some of the highlights of the recent National Women's Conference, True Woman 22, sponsored by Revive Our Hearts and held last week in Indianapolis. Our theme focused on the sovereignty of God through the simple phrase, heaven rules.
Do not miss these words.
This is Dr. Karen Ellis.
Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And we see Christ, the one who rules heaven, submitting to heaven's rule. He's in agony because he voluntarily took on flesh and experienced the worst of the worst in this life. Now, this means that none of us can raise a clay fist at him and cry, "You don't know what it's like to be me. You don't know what it's like, the darkness I feel." No one can ever look at Jesus and cry out, "You don't know my pain, my sorrow, my sadness, my confusion, my loneliness, my fear." He knows. He took on flesh and he walked the joys and the sorrows of our lives. Beloved sisters, he knows.
My name's Nicola and I'm from Scotland. With having watched the conferences on the live stream, it's been such a blessing to have the live stream. But to be here in person in that room when all those women are together singing and under teaching, it is just, what a privilege.
Holy, holy, holy.
The worship at True Woman 22 was led by Keith and Kristen Getty. Here's Kristen.
There's something very special about these big events where there's lots of people singing at the same time. And remembering again, just with this conference, that you know there was a gap there where we weren't able to have it and where there wasn't the same degree of congregational singing. And so this is, we're still just getting back into things, and it's just such a joy to lead so many women and singing to one another and singing to the Lord.
I am Callie Archer and I am from Greenville, South Carolina. The time of worship has been really impactful for me, just singing the truths and the hymns that have been sung for thousands of years, and knowing that so many believers before me have said those same words has been really impactful for me.
Thank you.
On Friday evening, Shane and Shane led us in worship. It was a time dedicated to crying out to the Father on behalf of our country and our world. Call for songs of
God's praise. Where are the wailing women? Call for the wailing women to come and cry out, since our nation lay in a casket. Tell them to come and mourn over her.
My name is Blair Lynn, and I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I've had the privilege to be here this year and to be able to share readings and spoken word and also a breakout on finding my father. And I just love being able to minister alongside these women who love Jesus, and just it's bathed in prayer. We just want people to be pointed to Christ and know that heaven rules.
So where are the women, the wailing women, who will not be ashamed at his coming?
This concept of the wailing women, which we see in Scripture, these women who are willing to come and pray, I think is needed now more than ever.
Courage in their blood, conviction in the back of their throat, cannon between their teeth, ready to cut and cure.
Something that I talk about in the piece that I wrote titled Wailing Women is just the state of our country in particular, here in the United States, and how we, many of us, have really turned away from the Lord. And because of that, we see there's a moral decline happening that's happened in our country.
See, we live in a world that tries to convince us that a baby is not human life because it's in the womb. But the secrets that America houses in her belly-turned-morgue in an attempt to deny Imago Dei will come back to haunt her on Judgment Day.
Thank the Lord for the overturning of Roe v. Wade, but my heart is that there are still women who need to see that this is human life and need to have options so that they will choose to say, I'm going to keep my child, and that this is a child.
Women, where are you? It is time to pray. It is time to weep and cry out to the way. Where are the women? Call for the wailing women to come and cry out.
I was extremely encouraged by Kay Arthur's session, hearing her love for God's word, hearing the many years that she's put into spiritual disciplines of wanting to know God. It's just so evident in even her recall of scripture and her encouragement to us as the younger generation.
One of my favorite truths about God is the fact that he rules over all, that he is the sovereign ruler of all the universe. Blessed are we who belong to the Lord and know and realize that we are daughters of the living God, and that God does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand, and none can say to him, what doest thou? What he does is good and perfect and acceptable.
Here's Pastor Chris Brooks.
How many know today that it is God who is faithful? I got an announcement to make that some of you are here because you want Jesus. Well, I've graduated beyond that point. I'm not here because I want Jesus. I'm here because I need Jesus. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every day and every hour, I need thee. We need to grow in a greater dependency upon God. The difference between growth in natural age in the world and growth spiritually is, as you grow in natural age in the world, you grow more independent. But as you grow spiritually, you grow more dependent.
Well, Well, it's no stretch for those of us who were at True Woman 22 last week to say our hearts are full. Oh, so full. In fact, in some ways, I got to say, it was like drinking out of a fire hose. But each woman who attended left with some things that stuck. Memories to hang on to, lessons to apply, and above all, the reminder that God is in charge. Heaven rules. You know, if you were there, I hope you're participating in the post-conference Cry Out Challenge. We're calling you to 30 days of earnest prayer for yourself, your family, your community, and your country. If you already signed up, you should be receiving an email each and every day with a scripture passage, a brief devotional thought, and prayer prompts to direct your prayers. If you haven't signed up, though, it's not too late. Also, if you weren't able to attend True Woman 22, you can still register and watch the entire conference online sometime between now and December 31st. You'll get full access to the full conference, including audio of all the breakout sessions. To sign up for the Cry Out 30-Day Prayer Challenge or register for full online access to True Woman 22, just go to reviveourhearts.com. Or the number to call, as always, is 1-800-569-5959. That's 1-800-569-5959. Well, today's the last day of September. Ah, time flies, I know. And October is officially Pastor Appreciation Month. Have you thought about special ways you can reach out and honor those who shepherd your soul? Next week, Nancy's going to encourage us to do exactly that in a series she calls Follow the Leaders. Have a great weekend, and then be back Monday for Revive Our Hearts. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth is reminding you heaven rules, and we're calling you to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.